Singer-songwriter Leo O'Kelly got his first gig with the help of an unlikely but highly competent manager.
Funnily enough, my mom came home one day and she said, "I've got you a job in a band." And I was only 14. And I thought, "What?" So I didn't realize at the time that it was probably as much economic and financial as it was musical, really. So immediately I started contributing to the, you know, to the household finances, really, with my band playing.
Hey, come on, everybody!
I think I was 5 years in that band. You know, when I was going to school, I didn't do a lot for my schoolwork, really, being out till 4 in the morning. And then, I think in 1969, my hair got too long for the show band. It was one of those Irish show bands that played all the pop hits, and we had a brass section and stuff like that. So I was told, you know, get your hair cut or you're out of the band. So I said, I'm not getting my hair cut. And about 10 minutes later, the band leader was down with my electric guitar from the bandwagon. So the next week, I just put my thumb out and hitchhiked to Dublin with my acoustic guitar. And that was the beginning of the folk. You know, it wasn't that I was unplugged, I got unplugged.
When I came down from the sky, back to your town, I'd been so long away.
It was in Dublin that Leo met Sonny Condell, and the two formed folk group Tierna Nog. They would go on to release 3 studio albums and tour internationally during the early 1970s.
Oh, you did. Oh, you did.
Though the pair still performs together across the UK and Ireland, O'Kelly also has an active solo career. And after releasing several solo albums, his music continues to defy easy classification.
It takes influences from everything. It can be folky one night, it can be psychedelic another night. I never know even what I'm going to sing the first song. You know, it depends on the feeling in the room. So it's quite difficult to describe, really, but I play guitar and sing.
The heavens hang low here in Venezuela.
My favorite song is one called Venezuela. It was the most difficult to write, if you like. And I remember it taking, you know, weeks, maybe months. You know, the melody came straight away one morning. I'd been listening to a Marvin Gaye interview on the radio, and for no reason I just started singing, and the melody came out. I thought, oh, what's that? You know, it was different than anything else I'd written, but I had to forge and forge, you know, to get the words to fit. It's called Venezuela, even though I've got, you know, I don't know anything about Venezuela, really. It's more a psychological, existential sort of thing than geographical, if you like.
When O'Kelly was asked to perform at the Irish Arts Center, he was told that New York-based musician Rebecca Hart would be opening for him. In true Irish fashion, the two happened to know each other.
Several years ago, she came to Ireland. I didn't know Rebecca at all. And I just heard her on the radio, you know, doing an interview, playing some live songs. And I was going to be doing a show, I think a week later. So I just managed to get in touch with her on her website and asked her if she'd like to play at the gig, and she did, and she was fantastic. So it was a complete surprise and coincidence, you know, that she's going to be playing with me in New York.
So when I contacted Susan and she called me and said, "You're going to open for this guy named Leo O'Kelly," it was just that is the way Ireland has always operated in my life. Like, I keep being like, okay, I'm good. You know, I don't need to go back there anymore. I don't think it's going to happen. And then like someone from the past shows up and is like, nope, you're not quite done. So this gig is like strangely special in a couple of ways.
Even when she's not playing music, Hart spends a lot of time on stage.
I am an actress or actor, depending on your proclivity for what you want to say, and a singer and songwriter, and now sort of also budding composer for the theater, because I keep getting asked to write songs for plays that I'm both in and not in. I have been performing all my life. My parents were both in the theater. They were theater professors, and I was on stage for the first time when I was 9 months old, so that was kind of it. I've really never done anything else, never wanted to do anything else.
She's been compared to artists from nearly every genre, but her roots lie in classic American folk. For you,
I slept like a baby, didn't wake up in the night.
You know, back in the day when I was like in a bunch of jam bands and I was trying to like figure out my sound, and I had all these songs that were essentially folk songs, but I'd bring them to the band and then they would become like jam rock songs. And yes, they do have these kind of like slippery seventh chords and ninth chords and suspended chords that make people go, jazz, you know, but like, really, I do not know from jazz at all, you know, but I also am a woman with a deep voice. And so they're kind of like, ooh, like a jazz singer. So mainly I was like, wow, everyone's kind of like tossing around words like blues and funk and jazz and folk. And like, none of them really work. But I also was like super paranoid about the folk word, because I thought if I said folk, people would be like, would ghettoize me and be like, boring girl, acoustic guitar, put her in a closet. You know, now I don't worry about that as much. So I'm kind of just writing songs.
I'm gonna say it's the woods and the water. I'm gonna call it the drugs and wine. I know a girl didn't get what she ordered, and she's doing fine.
I will say over time, like when I was younger, I was very poetic and abstract and metaphorical in my lyrics, and that has really changed. It's gotten like everything has gotten simplified. And sort of pared down. Like my guitar playing has gotten, I mean, it's not complicated. It wasn't complicated to begin with, but I find myself like I'm making this record right now with this cellist and producer out of Louisville, and his whole thing is like, how small do you want to go? And I was like, let's think very small. And the songs became very like simple and small, rather than like, and then someone's going to take a guitar solo for 10 minutes, you know?
I'm gonna bail on the wild party. I'm on the list, but I can't get in. And everyone's watching me spit into the wind.
You can hear Rebecca Hart and Leo O'Kelly play together as part of the Song Live series at the Irish Arts Center on December 11th. For more information or to purchase tickets, visit irishartscenter.org.
Buy me a fragrant linen. Seal me on a tomb ship. Wake me when the dark at the war for the next world. I see its sunlit sky. Already see how its waters move.